USA Radio News.
The border crisis has now reached a breaking point. From the sheer number of illegal immigrants crossing the border every day to camps with people packed in like sardines, mayors of border towns in Texas say they cannot handle anymore. Fox News' Katie Pavlich says the Biden administration may even have wanted this to happen.
The Biden administration has set up the Border Patrol to fail. The White House continues to berate Texas Governor Greg Abbott for a rise in COVID cases in his state list and having the Justice Department suing the state of Texas for trying to prevent COVID-positive illegal immigrants from traveling across the state.
And many have already been shipped to cities across the country. And in a rare Saturday session, the Senate, in a procedural vote, moved the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill forward. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll keep the Senate in session till it passes. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The border crisis has another crisis. Dan Naraki from USA Radio News' Ohio Bureau has the latest.
The mayor of McAllen, Texas, has ordered the creation of a tent city to deal with an influx of COVID-positive migrants that have been released in the city. Mayor Javier Villalobos said Friday that the charities that have been helping migrants released in McAllen cannot handle the numbers anymore and asked the Biden administration for more help. Former Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says McAllen has been dealing with the issue since February. He tells Newsmax TV that he can't understand why migrants are being released without at least being tested for COVID-19.
Right now, they're averaging anywhere between 10 to 15% of illegal aliens that are being released in the United States.
And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faces a new criminal charge. The criminal charge comes after an unidentified executive assistant claimed Cuomo groped her multiple times in the executive mansion in 2019 and again in 2020 when he allegedly put his hand up her blouse. For USA Radio News, I'm David Martin.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Issues with Moderna and Pfizer's vaccination may delay them getting their final approval. Brad Bernards from USA Radio News' West Texas Bureau explains.
Tested vaccines were given emergency use authorization. The vaccine companies conducting the trial decided to break protocol and notify the control group they were not vaccinated. Almost all the control group then were given the vaccine. Purposefully dissolving the placebo group violates the scientific purpose to test whether the vaccine has any efficacy, any actual benefit, and/or safety issues. Without a control group, there is nothing to compare the vaccinated group against.
Friday's jobs report was great news for the White House, or so it seems. Unemployment fell to 5.4%. The economy added 943,000 jobs in July. But Fox News contributor Mitch Rochelle says that's good news. But there's worse news.
The good news is that wages went up on an annualized basis by 4%. Unfortunately, inflation is running hotter than that at 5%. So even if your wages went up, you're not keeping up with inflation.
Hundreds of thousands of people have made the trip to the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. The rally kicked off its 10-day event on Friday and is once again being criticized as a super spreader event. Last year during the pandemic, about 460,000 people attended. For USA Radio News, I'm David Martin.